Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now to Newark Mayor Cory Booker. Of course, the triple homicide that shocked the area this weekend is still in the headlines. Even protests against the mayor, who was elected in large measure to fight crime and has been fighting crime. Mayor Booker, are you there?
I'm here, Brian.
Thanks so much for coming on with us. First of all, what's happening in Newark, transit and transportation-wise this morning? Are you all messed up there, too?
Challenges, but, you know, we're on it today, especially understanding what's happening over in New York. We're being especially mindful. A lot of people in my city commute into New York to work, so I'm hearing a lot of frustrations coming back, and I'm just, pledging my support to your folks, hoping you guys figure this out.
Okay, thanks a lot. Well, and, you know, to be fair to you, there's all this pressure on you right now, but the stats I've been reading say crime in Newark, in most categories, is going down dramatically since you were elected. The murder rate is not going up, but there's something about this awful execution-style triple homicide over the weekend that seems to have had a different effect on the city than the scores of other murders that have taken place.
Yeah, you know, statistics don't matter at a time of crisis like this, and even though we're, you know, dropping violent crime stats in a good, healthy, significant way, the reality is I think all of us are shaken and just deeply hurt by what happened. You have three kids whose family I know, one of whom I know, got to know well as a young activist. It's just really horrible to see this happen. Again, no fault of their own. They didn't do anything wrong. Their kids, not only that were on the way to college, but if you knew them and know what they wanted to do with their lives, they were living lives of service and dedication to improving themselves so that they can improve the community.
Does it represent something different? Is there almost a bit of classism here? The kids who were on their way to college and represented an aura of service, that their deaths are somehow shaking the city in a different way than kids in different circumstances?
Well, you know, I don't think there's that implication to draw. The reality is the majority of murders that are happening to Newark are people involved in the very dangerous world of narcotics trade. And unfortunately, when I see murders people who are victims, valuable souls in and of themselves, but many of them, or most of them, have criminal convictions, have histories of violence. That's the people that are actually being murdered, not to mention those that are murdering them. But there have been, unfortunately, within all this violence, periodic punctuation marks that are dramatically stating that this does not just affect people that are involved in the narcotics trade, but you get people often caught up in crossfires that are wounded. You get people like we had a few weeks ago who are during a robbery, botched robbery, or murdered. So I think there's nobody in Newark that did not feel the pain of what's been going on for decades here, very personally. But these three murders, I think, just add, as I said, a major punctuation mark to a larger problem that Newark is grappling with. And as I talked to other mayors around the country who've called to offer sympathy and support, that this is a national problem we're facing. And most cities, unlike Newark, most cities are seeing steep rises in violent crime. And we have to look at this from a very local perspective, and that's why I'm very happy that the residents of this city, despite a lot of reports, are pulling together, not around any leader, but they're pulling together as a community to do something about this in a productive manner. I'm proud of my community, and I'm also proud of what I'm starting to hear is a growing national consensus that as we invest billions of dollars over weeks, if not months, in a war in Iraq, the real challenge to our security and safety as a nation is here at home, and we have to focus our energies, our resources, our imagination on that.
New York City seems to be the exception to the trend that you were talking about nationally. Crime seems still to be on the precipitous decline here. Do you think there are lessons that can be learned from New York for Newark, or are the situations just too different?
Not at all. I think there's lessons that we all can pull from each other, and this is amazing that I'm seeing. Again, I've only been mayor for about a year, but there is a sort of fellowship of sharing of ideas, and I've been drawing a lot of the, again, we inherited a police department in incredible disarray morale in the tank, facilities crumbling, and we've had to do a lot of the basics when we got on. I mean, when I came on, 60% of our police officers were on during the 8 o'clock a.m. to 4 p.m. shift, the daytime shift, not the two nighttime shifts when most crime happens. We had 30% of our police officers behind desks not fighting crime on the streets. We pushed out hundreds of police back into the community. We didn't have a fugitive apprehension team in the city of Newark when people are breaking parole. Known violent felons are breaking their paroles. We weren't going after them in our city, and now we've been capturing hundreds of them. So a lot of these are basic building blocks that New York was doing, that other cities were doing, that were able to show a lot of success in the 90s that Newark just was not doing. So I have to say we're garnering our lessons from successes in New York City, but frankly, there's other New Jersey mayors that have been helpful to us in what we're doing, and people here locally are being innovative in so many ways. I mean, the clergy has been so powerful locally here in Newark and stepping forward and doing clergy patrols, organizing community. I've been doing events this summer with clergy in traditionally violent areas that have been seemingly proving to work. We were having one of the safer summers as we were progressing in comparative to the previous summer. So you learn your lessons, and you lean on your friends, and I feel like I have friendships with Mayor Street of Philadelphia, Mayor Bloomberg in New York, and numerous other mayors. We've been pulling together to work on national projects, as you know, with Mayor Bloomberg, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and pushing Congress to do things that are so obvious to any person of conscience. And Newark, we're getting it right. We're starting to move, but we have to admit to ourselves that we have a deep and serious problem when you have such levels of violence. So even 30% drops in shootings, 80 people less shot this year than last year, but the level of violence is nothing to be proud of. It's still unacceptably high.
Mayor Booker, this reminds me of a moment in New York City in 1990. Crime, of course, had been going up through the 70s and 80s, but there was one incident where a child was shot as an innocent bystander in a playground in the summer of 1990. And for some reason, it galvanized New York unlike crimes that had come before it. There was a famous New York Post headline when Mayor Dinkins was mayor. It said, "Dave, do something." And that started the whole modern era of policing in New York City. First, there was the police buildup, where there was a special tax levied in New York so that the police force could be substantially enlarged. And secondly, there was the Bratton Comstat system, once he became police commissioner, that I'm sure you're familiar with, that really took a hard statistical block-by-block, precinct-by-precinct look at crime. Do you think either of those two things either need to be done in Newark or are being done now under you?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, when Gary McCarthy, who was the chief crime strategist in New York City for 7 years and presided over the precipitous drop in crime, ran Comstat, he came here and he said to me point blank, he goes, "This reminds me of New York City in the early 90s. We need to modernize our police department, use technologies that Newark was not. We didn't even have computers in our precincts. Cops were still writing out reports on typewriters. So we've gone through a major change in the way precinct, and it's not, unfortunately, and I know residents have every right to demand that change happens quickly, but we haven't even yet fully modernized our police department to the point where we need to. And we've been, because of the changes in management we've made, we've been able to get hundreds of more cops onto the streets in a very significant way. But you have to understand, this problem in America is not simply a law enforcement problem. We have cops and newies all over this region chasing after criminals that have been just released from prison. We have recidivism rates that are 60 to 70%. We're rearresting the same people over and over. Correction systems simply do not correct, and we do not do what's necessary to integrate ex-offenders back into our society in a productive way so they don't turn back to criminality. So there's so many pressure points to this that we all have to work on. And so what I'm doing in this moment is just calling out to my community to let's start pulling together. There's no reason why in the Big Brother, Little Brother program here in Newark being run by some great local community leaders, that there's a waiting list for mentors for young children that we have so many good people that could be stepping up and mentoring a child and getting involved in somebody's lives. There are so many things that we need to do as a community right now to take on this problem. And I see so many great leaders in Newark coming forward to say the same thing. One of the victim's fathers has said the same thing as well, pleading with the community that this is our responsibility, that it's not time to point fingers, that let's come together. So he said to me in private, and he's also said it publicly, that he hopes that from this tragic death of his son, that this could be a rallying point for all of us to come together. And,
Mr. Mayor,
is my constant plea.
Before you go, a couple of things real quick. In his column in the Newark Star-Ledger this morning, Tom Moran quotes Sheriff Armando Fontura as saying, quote, "I'm on the verge of telling my guys to suspend civil liberties and start frisking everybody. I'm at that point. What's wrong with that? I think the public would support it," unquote. Do you?
You know, I have a lot of love in the trenches with Armando Fontura now for a long time, even before I got into this. He is a street fighter, somebody that's willing to grapple. He comes up as a beat cop. But I'm telling you right now, in times of crisis, there is nothing more frightening to me than Americans who start saying that they want to turn their backs on the civil liberties and the protections that have ensured that our country endures and that people are protected from oppression. So in no way, whether it's on the federal level and the things I'm watching right now happening within the Bush administration, to the local level, as far as I'm mayor, we run and support the Constitution of the United States. We will do nothing at all in violation of the core principles. Because as soon as we start changing who we are as a people, as soon as we start responding in such a reactive way, we let those who seek to do us ill win. Mm. And I will not let that happen.
Are you surprised that even Councilman Rice, who represents the Ivy Hill neighborhood where the killings occurred over the weekend, said of his constituency, quote, "They would have no problem with officers getting out and frisking people. For all the claims about civil liberties, if it's going to keep them safe, they're all for it." You reject that?
You know, look, first of all, I didn't hear Councilman Rice say that. This Councilman Rice to me is more than just a colleague. He's a brother. He and I have been together and friends for a long time.
Right.
I know in my heart that that's not what Councilman Rice means at all. And I reject that statement even because I'm sure it was taken out of context. The reality is we have so many things that we as a community can do to uplift our community and to uphold our principles that we are not doing right now. I need every church, I need every mosque, I need every community group and neighborhood group to pull together. We are stronger and better than the challenges before us. And the testimony of our history, Newark itself, is a screaming testimony to the perpetual achievement of the impossible. And it's now time that we stand up and take on this challenge we have before us. We are going to prove it, and I say this, I feel it in my heart. We are going to show this country over the next 3 or 4 years what a good people can do when they come together, what we can accomplish, and we're going to be a model for a reform and for safety and security and peace.
Newark Mayor Cory Booker, thank you very, very much for joining us on this busy morning. I understand you haven't slept in 3 days.
Thank you.
And I hope,
and I appreciate you having me on.
And I hope that you're okay, and if you succeed, the city succeeds. Thank you so much. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we'll get the latest on the roads and the rails. Still a lot of trouble, airports too, in and around New York. And then we'll talk to a couple of people who know Newark well and get some reaction to Mayor Booker. Stay with us.